You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. This is Season 5, Episode 13. It was titled Spaghetti and Meatballs.
Actually, Spaghetti Western and Meatballs.
Oh, Spaghetti Western and Meatballs.
Yeah, they had to put a little spin on it, given our location.
And I am your host, Lauren Leonelli.
And I'm Grant Rutter. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening and watching. Spaghetti Western and Meatballs. I feel like that's like, okay, because they went to the West. Although Arizona, I mean, I guess Arizona was like the wild, wild West.
I'm used to the episode titles coming from something that was said, like a ridiculous line or something in the episode. So I had a moment where I was like, what? What the hell? That has nothing to do with it.
But, and then the meatballs, is meatballs like the guys or the meatballs? You know how they say that like on Jersey Shore, like a meatball, like the, you know, like the juicy meat.
Yeah, it must be something, because if not, they just call it Spaghetti Western. But I guess they make it Italian, they have to throw in spaghetti. I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't approve of the title. I'm not interested.
He's uninterested in the title.
No.
Too bad for everyone else because, no. It was, it was just, it was a, kind of an odd title.
Yeah.
So they go to Arizona for this trip that Joe Gorga planned for his wife's birthday, which we all talked about last week that we didn't really buy that he...
All right. If someone planned a trip like this for me, I'm not going. I mean, I really, this is like an insult type of trip.
Wait, why?
Why?
You don't like all this like spiritual stuff?
Well, it's not that. I mean, I do believe in mediums and like. But I mean, I want to go. If I'm going to go all the way to Arizona, coming from New Jersey,
right?
I want to go to Scottsdale. I want to see things.
Yeah.
I want to do some shopping. Just going to a resort, which while it does look very nice, I don't know if I would really enjoy it. Especially you're with a mixed crowd of people.
Yeah,
I'm just not that interested in this trip.
It's the middle of nowhere.
I wouldn't want to be on this trip.
Yeah.
I don't envy them, but it does look. I mean, like. That hot tub that Joe was in looked pretty nice.
And it was a beautiful resort. It was the Miraval Resort in Arizona. And it looked, but I feel like they just did this Adirondack trip to the castle where they did all the spiritual, well, more like team building exercises and therapy and things kind of like this. This is a little bit more esoteric, if you will. But it's still along the same lines. And of course, we know that these families and friends and the people on the show have a lot of stuff that they're dealing with and they're trying to work it out. And like I said last week, I feel like they do that so that they don't fall apart so bad that it turns into like the New York season a couple seasons ago when like Bethany and Jill and they just like they hated each other so much it was almost like you couldn't watch it anymore. So I don't know if they're making a conscious effort to be like, we need to let these guys heal and work through their problems. And maybe that's interesting to watch, but I feel like they just did this.
Well, you know what it
is. You know what I mean? In the Adirondack. Yeah,
it's true. But also there are producers that have to produce the show and they have to plan not necessarily segments, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they have to plan out the other beats of the episode that, you know, they're getting paid money to do this as opposed to just kind of going there and just seeing what happens. So all of these things are so planned.
Yeah.
But that's how they've crafted the episode together.
Which I totally agree with. But at the same token, the problems are real. It's just how they go about like talking about them or going through the problems. But the problems are real. So I think that's what keeps us coming back for more. Because we know these problems really do exist. Mm-hmm. If the problems seemed magnified in any way, like sometimes you often talk about Caroline Manzo and like their problems seem like they're being magnified for no reason or you're uninterested in them. But, you know, Teresa and Joe and Melissa and Joe, they really do have a real problem here. So I think that's what kind of makes us come back and go, okay, let's see how they're going to work this out. Although the trip was very planned, if you will, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I don't know how you feel, but I enjoy seeing the show because it takes place in New Jersey, and I feel like that's almost a character in and of itself.
Yeah, totally.
And I like to see, like, the places they go and how things are, like, you know, the whole Italian thing.
Well.
So, you know, I prefer it like that. Yeah. I don't really care for the trip.
We started off the episode with Teresa cooking at some chef. It looked like you come and you learn how to cook, and she was, like, a guest coming in there, and, you know. And Kathy came in, and they were talking about the Melania hair party, which had happened the night before. And Teresa again went and said, you know, that Melissa was confronted by Penny and Jan, and they talked about it, but at least she knows that I'm not involved now.
That was all she cared
Which is
about,
so
yeah.
funny because nobody really thinks, everyone's still questioning her. She's on this, like, weird thing that she thinks, now my name is cleared and I'm on this high. And I personally don't, I mean, when they're, Joe and Melissa are being interviewed, they're personally and separately, they're like, we don't really think she's.
Yeah, I mean, she's missing the point. The point of that whole.
Of course.
The whole thing was for Melissa to have a chance to speak up for herself and call Jan out. That was all it really was. It really didn't even, it was just happened to be at a place.
But she turned
Teresa
it around.
Was there.
Yeah, and she happened to turn it around back on her, which is what we talked about before, which I think happens a lot with her, which is what makes her look like, it almost makes her look more guilty or worse in the end, because she always turned things around to her, and so it makes you feel like her intentions are ill, right?
A little bit.
Even though I think sometimes maybe she wasn't directly as involved as she's making herself appear to be. Right?
I want to believe her. I really do. Maybe because I've seen her longer than Melissa on the show.
Yes.
But I want to believe that Teresa is really not so vindictive and she really didn't have anything to do with it. But
it's still in question.
You can't have your head in the sand to watch the show.
Although she seems to think her name is cleared, I think it's still in question.
I mean, they don't trust her.
They don't.
So, yeah.
So the first night, and by the way, you know, Melissa's sick, so she's complaining that this is the worst pain she's ever felt in her life. And apparently it looks like she went to the hospital because she had the hospital bracelet on. She had prescription drugs she was taking. Well, medicine. Make it sound like she's on prescription drugs. That's not what I meant.
Yeah, but I have a problem with this too, because she's saying that she's so sick, she's never hurt so bad, and then the shot of her laying out in the Arizona sun.
Twirling the glass of water, ice water.
Well, not only that, if you were really sick, you'd be burning up. You don't want to be laying under
that's
the sun
I'm
of
thinking.
Arizona. I mean, that's what I'm, really.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing to be, you know, I don't really care what she wears. You know, if she's in her, I'm not, you know, saying that she shouldn't be dressed in a bikini, whatever, but I mean, if you're really uncomfortable, the last thing you want to do is be under blazing sun.
Right. Like, I feel like you'd be in bed with a cover. Yeah.
Even if you had the chills, you wouldn't want to be doing that.
Well, anyway, I mean, that was just a little fun. It seemed a little exaggerated. But that night, they go and they have dinner together, and then they have a psychic medium come. I guess that's what she would be called. She was speaking to those.
She was an energist and a medium.
Yes. Yeah. And she, at first, well, we saw all of them talking about how they absolutely do not believe in this. They're all skeptics, especially Melissa, who is just like, oh, really? Okay. Yeah, it's my birthday. Like, who doesn't know that? And yes, there is a lot of public knowledge on these people that anybody could look up. But she did start to have some the session seemed very rocky at first. You were saying tough crowd.
Yeah, I mean, look,
they didn't
at
believe
them.
Anything she said.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Joe Judah. He's not really going to be too open to the fact that someone's going to be coming from beyond the grave to speak to him.
And
Richie, I mean, I was really surprised with how things went with that.
That's where I'm going with Richie. That was, I mean, he was instantly emotional when she brought up his dad and some connections and some things that he was saying. And then even in his confessional interviews after, I mean, he couldn't even talk. He was so emotional. It's interesting to see that because Rich is such a ball buster. He's always like really funny and picking on people. And you know, you don't see that uber emotional side of him. I mean, he lost it.
Yeah.
It was good to see, I thought.
And that's what I really like at the end of the day about these housewife shows is that everyone has this, you know, this housewife front, like Kate with being such a ball buster and new Teresa, she's always on, but that the show will always get you. It'll always show the other side to a person. It'll make these people three-dimensional.
Sure.
And we haven't really seen anything like that with Richie. And I found it very interesting. And that's why, that's what brings me back to my interest in these shows, because I like looking at these real people in these circumstances. circumstances, mm-hmm. but to kind of like, you know, behind the curtain type yeah. deal of how they really are made up and what makes them,
exactly.
these big characters.
Exactly. And although some of these situations that they are put in seem produced or set up, something real always comes out of it.
Yeah.
And like, this is one of those situations where you're watching these people are not actors. They're legitimately crying and having a very vulnerable moment. And it's like, oh, that's when, again, like this episode, we were kind of feeling like it was moving a little slow. It got a little better towards the end, I thought. But those were the moments that keep you going, okay, like now I'm really interested. Like, what are they about to say? Then the spiritual medium moved on to Kathy and her father. And we heard some very interesting facts about the fact that Kathy felt like her father wasn't very like emotional or loving, like mm-hmm. showed a lot of outward love towards her. But Rosie said that he did often
right.
with her.
And it seemed that Kathy kind of beat herself up because she said, I stayed on the right path. I never made any poor decisions. And I just don't understand why I never really was necessarily acknowledged for any of that.
Do you think that there's somewhere behind that she feels like, and I know everybody accepts Rosie for who she is, but do you think maybe a little bit behind that might have been like, okay, look, they're an old school Italian family. I'm not saying that I know how Kathy's parents have or Rosie's parents have accepted her sexuality or her choices. Mm-hmm. I know the mom seems like she has. We see them, you know, or I don't know. But I'm just making an assumption saying I think it's harder for an older generation who's very traditional and very religious, which I think they are, to accept homosexuality. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking a guess that maybe the father could possibly have had a hard time with it. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't know if that comment that Kathy made was like, I never made any, not that she's saying it's a poor decision,
yep.
but you know what I'm saying? I think she's like, I don't get it. I never did anything that maybe upset my parents.
The same thing went through my head too.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. And I was wondering the same thing, if it really had to do with just kind of him letting his daughter Rosie know that, you know, it was okay at
it
the
was
end.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, at the yeah. same time, Kathy got the short end of the stick, and mm-hmm. I can see why that would stick with her.
Right.
But I think really, if anything came out of this episode, that I feel Kathy is good with things and mm-hmm. she can move past this. She got so, I mean, everybody would love to have some final,
yes.
some final
and closure.
They're very lucky that they had this opportunity. Like I was thinking, these women must be so happy that they, like this is one of these moments is what makes all this nonsense with the housewives and the rumors worth it.
Totally.
Because they get something that the average person, like John Edward, who does something similar.
Crossing over, yeah.
Yeah. He has like years, not, I don't know if it's years, but a lot of months worth of waiting lists for people to mm-hmm. see him. And mm-hmm. that's just to get into like an arena, you know, or like
right.
a large, you know, seminar with him. And that's not even necessarily saying that you're going to be, you know,
right.
getting picked up.
Exactly.
And so these women have like, right, one-on-one.
They have a nice opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the percentage of probability there is yeah. very high. And it really just, it was a good moment for the show. And
for
it
sure.
made it, it kind of cleared the drama, and it was kind
yeah.
of nice for a minute
and,
just to
and
see
that
them
is,
as real people.
It is nice because they do get very caught up in this drama, and I get it because, you know, it's being amplified by the cameras and all of that anyway. But yes, it's nice to have a moment where you're like, this is real. They're having a real moment. We're seeing Rich being vulnerable. We're seeing them talk about something else besides a rumor
right.
about cheating. Like sometimes you're just like, I get it.
Now, let me ask you, what did you think of when the medium picked up on Joe's grandmother?
Well, he picked up on the grandmother, but the grandmother was still alive.
Well, she was still alive, yeah.
But I think maybe it was just miscommunication. Like there was a mm-hmm. grandmother coming through, and I believe in mediums. Let me just say this. Long Island Medium with Teresa Caputo is like one of my favorite shows. I want to meet yeah. her. Teresa, I love you if you're listening. I want to meet you. No, but like you were saying,
yeah.
it's an amazing opportunity. I would die if I got to like sit down with her and see
I
who
know,
would come
right?
through. But I believe that stuff. So I'm not a skeptic saying like, oh, the grandmother came through, but it's not. She's still alive. Like, I feel like it was just that there was a miscommunication. There was another grandma coming through, or even the medium said, you know, when there's a big group like this, there's a lot coming through at once.
Exactly.
It's hard to decipher. Somebody else's grandma was there. I mean, clearly we have I'm sure lots of their grandparents are not alive anymore. So
right.
I don't know. But I mean, I didn't think it didn't make me feel like she was not real.
No. But I thought it was interesting that out of all the people, that Joe would be the least receptive to this.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was one of the first ones to get picked up. I wish it was more of a real connection so he could see the light a little bit. But.
Well, I think it might have been somebody else connecting. But yeah, I mean, anyway, I didn't expect him to get all mushy, but I was, like I said, surprised about Rich.
See, I was kind of looking for that. I was hoping that someone that was a skeptic, someone that really was not into this trip at all, like Al maybe, like to get, so by having it be Richie was an interesting twist.
It was an interesting twist, but he was not into the trip at first. Remember when they first got there and Kathy was like, you're complaining, stop complaining. So this, you know, it was nice to see him kind of fall into it there. Right, and then, you know, they finish this up and then they talk after Kathy and Teresa and Rosie. And that's nice because they're family and they kind of talk it out. And it's nice to see that, like you said, Kathy's feeling great about it. She feels like closure, and that's nice. So we can move on from that. Now, cut to the next day. They go to the cleansing session with this woman who's saging and hitting this gong, and it's all very hokey. I think that things like that really do work if you, you know, whether you're burning a piece of paper or whatever, but you're making a conscious choice to let go of something, I think that does work. Mm-hmm. However that manifests itself in burning a piece of paper or writing it down, I don't know what.
How about the music in those scenes? It almost seemed like they were like channeling like Asia. And I was just waiting, like, well, I was trying to hold on to something. I know, but it just wasn't, I don't think it matched.
It's the
setting that they were in.
It's very not, I mean, this is, they talked about this, they're all way out of their comfort zone. So it's also weird to see these seemingly, especially the men. I mean, even Caroline's husband. Why can't I think of his name? Al. Thank you. Mm-hmm. He was like, I am not participating in this.
Right.
And I don't see Joe Gorga as someone who's like, I'm going to write down a note and burn it and release it into the universe and let go of my problems. Like, I don't see dudes like really believing that this is happening, even if they're participating. So it's also an interesting twist to see these guys really doing things that you just know they don't. They're like, I don't do this and I don't believe in it. It's like,
I can't even picture my own family and my Italian background doing anything like that because people just don't want to be bothered. They don't want to play along.
Yeah.
They're just like not into it. They're not interested. So, and again, going back to these people being a tough crowd, like I was surprised people went along with as much as they did.
Right.
But I mean, I'll never understand why people just can't play along. If this is what we're doing.
Exactly.
And we're going to sit here in the heat, like just play along. You're on a television show.
Yeah.
You got a free trip. But I mean, they just, I guess they just weren't into it.
What's it going to hurt to write down? Like, I thought that was kind of like, it was kind of rude of Al to be like, I'm not participating because I don't believe in that. Well, it's not like we're asking you to do something you're morally against. It's not like we're asking you to perform some religious ceremony on an animal or something.
Go and write some nonsense. Go write down like anxiety and just go stand up and put it in.
You can't think of one freaking thing that you want to let go of. You can't write that down and burn it. Who cares if it works or not? Just like, to me, I just think
I said, play along.
But then, so Caroline steps up. She's like, I'm going to go first. And I think that Caroline's very, I think, in touch with her emotions and other people's and psychology behind things and stuff like that. And so I think maybe that kind of it must be hard for her in that sense because she feels like, you know, she even mentioned on this trip that she really wants to kind of like rekindle their one-on-one time. So I don't know. I mean, again, they're making a little bit of like a, it seems like what a rift between those two. And we talked about this before.
They're building up to something.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And we do know, we had a little sneak peek that next week, Al, something really emotional happens with him.
I'm glad. We get to see some, this is what I like going back. I like to see the different dimensions to these people. And we haven't really seen too much of that throughout the years, even though he's been on for 5 seasons.
Right.
We got a taste of it, but we haven't really seen any moments.
I feel like he, for the first part of the episode, he really keeps to himself. He's very quiet, but then he's also like that guy that's like on his phone and he's like, I got business to handle. And like, he seems so square, like he's clearly not tweeting or anything. He's probably really dealing with like emails and stuff, but it's like, I wouldn't want to
travel with him. I wouldn't want to go on a cruise, especially with him.
I feel like he'd be on his phone the whole time. Speaking of phones. You can go on your phone if you have a smartphone or your lovely computer, and you can go to iTunes and rate and comment on what you're watching on AfterBuzz, our show. We love to hear what you guys have to say, keep the conversation going. And while you're on iTunes, you can check out Cereal Buddies, which is a movie that our CEO, Maria Menounos, stars in, as along with Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, I love her.
Love. She's hilarious in the movie, too, if you haven't seen it. You guys, this movie is like Dumb and Dumber meets Dexter. Super silly. It's got a little dark side to it. It's pretty funny. Also, the voice of Henry Winkler, he like narrates the whole story. And it's nice to hear that like familiar sounding voice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So anyway, this movie, it's super funny. Check it out. It's on iTunes. You can rent it for $4.99. You can buy it for $5.99. Steal of a deal. Hello. Holla. So check it out, please. And it's also available on iTunes. It's available on Amazon and at cerealbuddies.com. So check it out and let us know what you think. It's amazing.
Perfect.
So yeah, okay, so back to this cleansing session really quick, just to end this whole thing. I mean, they're asked to get up and write down on a piece of paper what they want to like release and let go of, and then they burn it. So like, for example, Joe was like, I want to release anger and hate. And all the while you're thinking, as they're admitting these things, who are they talking about? Mm-hmm. What's the common denominator here? As soon as he said that, what did you think?
You don't have to think too
deep. What did you think? Give me one word. When he said anger and hate, what'd you think? Teresa.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You know, it's elementary math here.
Caroline said worry. I feel like that was related to Al.
I agree.
But in general, I feel like that might have been just some, you know, I mean, that's a very general thing anyway, but I think it was related to that. And then maybe it could have had to do with, you know, her friendships
or
whatever.
I'm getting the taste of my mouth that something is going to come up regarding, and maybe I read something somewhere and this is why. Something about a discrepancy with someone cheating between Caroline and Al.
No way.
And I don't know if it's true. I mean, everyone, this cheating, you know, this cheating rumors
like
at every turn.
Like cheating on her?
Like, I thought I read
something
about this.
All the time he spends away?
It wasn't, I think it was, this is what I'm getting. I think it was probably something that happened because she's saying everything's good. The kids were commenting on the marriage. I think this is something that happened years ago. Because don't forget, they got married I believe 20, yeah. 21 years old.
Yeah.
So I believe this is something that happened maybe even before the kids were born. But when something like that happens, mm-hmm. you keep it in the back of your mind. And Caroline, you know, she's no nonsense. She's a straight shooter. Mm-hmm. So if there was a problem there, I think it would have lasted. I think it would have, you know, wouldn't have lasted as long as it has. I think it's something they dealt with, they've moved on from, but it's something, you know, maybe that's where worry
it's coming
back from.
To the surface. No, somehow.
There's some reason why I'm saying this. I have to dig a little deeper.
Okay.
But I think there's something coming up about this. I'm sure the
you
comments.
You read something and you also feel like that's where they're going with
yes.
the story.
Well, that's what I feel, especially. That's why it's still sticking in my mind because I see this path getting there. And I'm sure members viewing our comments and leaving comments will be sure to correct us if they know any extra information.
Please do. Please do. Let us know if you agree with us, because I definitely think something's brewing with this couple.
I think something is going to come to light. I don't think it's going to be anything detrimental to their marriage.
No.
But I think it'll be something, it'll be a little bit of a backstory about their marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
a little more info. Kathy said that she wants to put everyone else's needs. She always puts everyone else's needs before her own, and she wants to stop doing that. And I think that I get what she's saying when she says, you know, it makes me feel good to do things for people. But now you see her trying to be, you know, she's talked about this in the past. I don't want to be just someone's housewife. And it's a transition to have your role in the marriage and relationship be different. And Rich is kind of trying to deal with that, her trying to be a little bit more of an independent. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, with her new businesses and stuff, if she is doing that and how that affects them. But I think that, again, with them, I feel like they've worked it out.
How interesting.
You don't
be.
Even care about that. Jacqueline stands up and says, of course she starts crying and getting super emotional, which is always... I feel like she's easily...
Yeah. Oh, she was taking this the most seriously out of all of them, because this is kind of her thing, you know?
Her thing. She's very like... And she said that she wants to stop overreacting to negativity and letting go of ill feelings. Who do you think that had to do with? Teresa.
Let's be real.
Okay, so... Now it's Teresa's turn to get up. And since everyone else is talking about her, she decides to talk about her too. So I'm confused. Is anybody else confused? The exercise was, let's write down something that you want to let go of and burn it and release it. She was not doing the exercise. What was she doing?
No, she's I'm not surprised she didn't take direction.
Well, and then she's like, I want everybody to... She gets up and says, I'm just really emotional about everybody talking about me. It's like, okay, well, at least we all know that they're all talking about you, because you're clearly a problem causer.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And now you're... making everyone get up and hold. And then it ended up being okay. She got everyone up holding hands, saying that she wants to.
But she burned. She didn't even participate in the exercise.
She didn't. That's what, to me, it's like Teresa, I swear, it's like in one ear, out the other. Or she's like out to lunch half the time. Or she's like says an off the wall comment that has nothing to do with anything that makes her look like malicious. Or it's just like she's hard to reel in. Like, she's just doing her own thing all the time. It's always about what she wants to do or whatever. And I guess she ended up saying, you know, she wants everyone to have happiness and joy. And I just don't know what she was getting rid of, though. Which, again, seems a little bit like I'm not taking responsibility for things. But let's talk about this instead. It's her conversation with Jacqueline after that was very interesting to me. Mm-hmm. When they were, you know, Jacqueline, of course, got emotional and said, I missed you. And then the karma comment.
Mm-hmm. But before we get to the karma comment, can I just mention that I think Jacqueline was way too caught up in the emotions to be all about, oh, I missed you, this takes me back. Because it was just,
you're right.
You hold on to those things. If you want to be friends with someone that has betrayed your trust, you make them earn that back.
Yeah.
You don't give them a little, you don't give them an opening to be like, oh, I really, honestly, like, I really miss you right now. Because they're gonna jump in and they're gonna view themselves as being easily forgiven, which Teresa does every episode. Mm-hmm. And I mean, so it's just nonsense.
Or like she didn't do anything wrong, really. I completely agree. I think that she got, for sure, Jacqueline got caught up in the moment of being like, I miss her. And you know what? That happens when you break up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or you lose a friend or whatever. You have your moments where you miss somebody. That doesn't mean now it's okay. And let's welcome them back in our lives.
Let time heal some of the wounds.
But she was caught up in the emotionality and the, like, healing process. And she was all, like, free and love and blah, blah, blah. And so she had this conversation with her. Yeah, I agree, though. I think it was a little premature.
And I think Jacqueline should take a big step back and let Teresa wonder what Jacqueline's thinking.
Right. And also, I feel like this is the type of thing where when you let somebody back in, when you're having an emotional moment, these problems that haven't completely healed yet will come back to the surface. So that's what happens when you're in a roller coaster relationship like that, because you have this moment of weakness where you're like, I miss you, yay, come back, and everything's good for a little bit, and then those problems that were still not taken care of come back in, starts all over again. So I mean, I feel like that may be what happens here, but it actually kind of was, because Teresa said, you know, I just don't want my girl, like, I don't want this to bad decisions to affect my girls. Like, I feel like karma, if it doesn't get you, it comes back and gets your kids. Mm-hmm. So she's having this emotional moment with her, and then Teresa makes a dig, and Jacqueline instantly, within a minute, is like, oh, really? Okay, so maybe I don't miss you quite as much, because we see that Jacqueline thinks that that's a pot shot about Nick and his disability, and that Teresa was directing that towards her. What do you think?
I want to believe that Teresa was not making that comment. I want to believe that Teresa was making another stupid, like, weird reference, trying to, you know, look like a good mother or something. I don't know. I'm not saying she isn't, but I mean, it was a weird comment for her to make. I can see it now on the reunion when someone from the Midwest writes in a comment, says, was that, was that a shot at Teresa's kid? And I can just hear her saying, like, of course not. Jacqueline's. Yes. Oh, I can just hear her denying it. And so I would hope it was false.
Do you think that she meant it towards Nick?
No. I would like to believe not.
I agree. I think it's a pretty gross comment to make, if so. But I also think that Teresa doesn't think before she speaks. And she says stupid stuff all the time. And so you have a little more couth when you're speaking to somebody that has a child with a disability to say something like that. Right. Maybe if that's really what you think, it has nothing to do with that person, and you're just saying, I don't want my girls to have bad karma or to see me doing bad. Fine. But you got to think that how that someone in her shoes, who's very sensitive about that, will take that comment and run with it. Also based on all the other stuff that, you know, anyway,
she's not thinking. Somebody else would say, like, make that comment, and then, like, 40 seconds would pass by and they go,
not what I meant.
I'm so sorry. Like, I really didn't honestly mean that. Like, hold on. Let's backtrack.
That's not what I meant at all.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think about what you say. Here we go again.
She never thinks about anything she says, especially when she said, I'm really outdoorsy. I like anything that has to do with outdoorsy. I like anything that has to do with outdoorsy.
Yep.
Like
laying out.
Like laying out in the sun. What else? Hiking. I think that, what else do you do outdoors? I don't know. She doesn't even use the word correctly. It's like the 800th time she's done that.
It's worth noting, because it's very Teresa. Nothing's changed.
So next week we get to see them have another, so I mean, how many spiritual healing sessions can you one have? But we get to see that they, you know, they have something with a horse that that detects your authenticity, and it looks like it gets pretty freaking emotional. Mm-hmm. And I think next week is going to be really good.
Right.
This week felt a little slow to me.
I agree. And let me ask you, because I'm looking at the show, do you prefer the moments where there's this healing? Because don't forget, mm-hmm. these are real people.
Yeah.
But these moments of them kind of getting back on track and really feeling each other out, or these moments where, like, there's the high drama. What do you prefer? What do you, like, because it's such a, you know, you have to forget. You can't forget these are real people.
I know. I prefer...
And a TV show.
I believe in this kind of healing stuff to an extent. So I think it's interesting. And I think it's interesting to watch these people who it's very out of their comfort zone to be involved in. I prefer to watch the more emotional moments. However, with that said, sometimes those turn into high dramatic situations. So, yeah, I like a little taste of the drama. I like a variety. Like, I don't want mm-hmm. it to only just be about these healing sessions, but I also don't want to hear about the cheating accusations every 5 seconds either.
Right.
But I prefer to see an authentic moment. Yes, that's why I like watching reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
How about you?
See, I like the drama of Little Hall.
That does not surprise me.
But I do.
No, I don't. I get it.
I need it. In other shows that I have done here, yeah. I have always called out the show for not pulling it out more and really getting into, like, you know, I want to see, like, real scenes of real anger and frustration.
Right.
Like, remember when Ashley pulled off, she pulled the hair. She didn't pull off anything. When she pulled Danielle's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And Danielle brought it to the reunion. Yeah. Like, that's the stuff that I watch for.
And yes, that is good. But I think too much of that is like, it becomes like an episode of Jerry Springer. You desensitize to it really.
You're right.
But I get what you're saying, though. Yes. And I think that this show, it's a balancing act. And you got to find, you know. But yeah, I mean, who doesn't like watching the dramatic stuff? I mean, that is fun.
Well, that's why I've said week after week that Teresa of New Jersey is fun to watch. But we need to add somebody new to this cast to bring a different dynamic so we can kind of have moments like that again that aren't just like cheating.
Exactly.
You know, she said this, who said that? Why is this in the newspaper?
Right.
Why are these comments here? So that just goes full circle,
totally.
Basically. We just need somebody else.
We need somebody else, I think. And I think that we are wondering if Caroline's going to go.
Hmm.
That's right. Well, didn't we kind of talk about that? Like, she seems uninterested.
I think her, you know, this show has shaped her children's lives and their careers and their success. So.
I have some news and gossip about Little Town New Jersey. So why don't we get into some
news? Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, well, speaking of the Manzo boys, they opened, you know, Little Town, their restaurant in Hoboken, New Jersey, and we talked about this. We're like, when is it opening? When, you know, so just, you know, in case anyone was wondering, you live in the tri-state area. It has been open since April. And Caroline actually offered up. I know that the boys were very involved in the process and of the restaurant, and Al was even giving, you know, tips about how to make certain types of food and what he thought would be good appetizers or whatever. But Caroline actually offered up a gravy recipe that they serve on their, like, Sunday or weekend, like, brunch buffet thing. So it does, I'm sure it's kind of cool for, you know, there's a crowd that's drawn because of who they are. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure once you're there, it's kind of cool to be like, oh, this is Caroline's recipe. And I don't know. I think it would make it fun, you know. The boys, you know, there's a lot of questions like, do they work there? How involved are they? They don't actually work there, but what they do is they come and they do like a promotional appearance, if you will, and they'll eat there and they'll show up there. But I don't think
really
that's what I saw.
I mean, I don't expect them to be like slinging drinks,
right?
But they can, you know.
I mean, I don't. Who knows what they do in the office or whatever? But in the restaurant physically, I don't know that that's actually, you know. I think it would be cool to have them there, but I mean, you know, whatever.
Well, see, that's what a lot of these celebrities, especially in Los Angeles, do own or are partners in a lot of these restaurants. And when you go to these restaurants, you do not see them. But
I feel like you see Lisa Vanderpump,
well,
don't you?
Yeah, I actually have. That's true.
Well, she's very involved. I think that's cool.
Milwaukee. Yeah, but when it. That's an exception. But I'm talking about these guys who aren't celebrities. They should be there. That's
They should also, because the show and the success of this restaurant are twofold, I think. You know what I'm saying? It's like cross-promotional. So I feel like they should be there, but whatever.
Well,
so
exactly.
They show up for these promotional things, and, you know, if you ever go, cool if you see them. and also, speaking of, you know, Teresa, which was a big topic this episode. You know, we all know she's been battling against Melissa for years, but now, according to a source that told Radar Online, she is like super, super annoyed, pissed, been heard to say she hates Kathy right now. And she's, you know, she used to say that Melissa copied everything she did. Now she's saying Kathy. She claims Kathy's copying everything that she's already done, like with the food and the cookbook, and she just really dislikes her right now. So, you know, let's see what starts brewing with them on the show, how soon we start to see that. This is, you know, currently being talked about. So we'll see when that starts to butt up right in the show.
Well, the reunion is supposed to be taped the first week in September. Okay. So let's keep the heat on high, please.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Because if we can't discuss these indictment charges, yeah, and we need to have something to talk about at this reunion.
And she's, you know, we know that Teresa has this cookbook stuff. She's stirring up some beef with Kathy. Let's see if we can keep this, like you said, the heat going. And also a little news on Melissa and Joe. They sold their house. This just happened recently. You know, that was part of the show. And Melissa at the last reunion was talking about wanting to move away from Teresa.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be more to that.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, maybe we could see Melissa and Joe on the Bravo show, A Million Dollar Listing, because they, you know.
But I wonder if they ever repaired that bathroom sink.
Oh, geez, that was horrible. So anyway, so they had a 6-bedroom, 7-bathroom house. It was the mansion in Montville Township was the area, and they sold it for $3.8 million. They are planning to build their dream home in Franklin Lakes, which I thought that's where Teresa lived. Am I confused on that?
Well, I think Franklin Lakes is where Caroline lives.
Okay, well, that's apparently where they're relocating, and they also just celebrated their 9th wedding anniversary.
Oh, very
so good for them. Hmm. Congratulations to Teresa. I mean, to Joe and Melissa. All right, well, let's get into some predictions.
Well, I actually have some more news and gossip.
Oh, you do?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Totally
go back
done.
To news and gossip. Wait, hold on. We're just chock full this week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we mentioned the whole... yeah, there's a lot to say. Yeah. So Teresa's indictment is bringing the Bravo cameras. We mentioned this a little bit last week.
Right.
That the cameras are going to be there for the trial. Will they, won't
yes.
they? So according to Radar Online, they're saying that with Teresa's crazy indictment in October, the trial's coming up. The ladies know that Bravo wants them all back, but they don't know if they're going to be able to get more money. And then they cited these Real Housewives of New York who had a lot of contract trouble trying to get more money.
Yep.
I'm kind of surprised that Bravo wants all these women back again, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not too surprised they're asking for more money.
Well, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems to be that they're really looking to pick this up like right away this mm-hmm. new season. So it says all the ladies know that Teresa's court drama could be amazing for ratings, and I don't know if they're really thinking about ratings. I don't know what true all this source is. They're saying that they all want to be a part of it, and they're hoping Bravo will quickly get them deals so they can start filming. Now, also,
and this is on Radar Online, you said?
Right. Mm-hmm. And says but then in the same article it says that all the women are starting to freak out. The women won't get their contracts until after the reunion show for the season is filmed, and that's happening the first week in September.
Right.
They have to do everything that is required for them for this season before Bravo will lock them down.
That makes sense. That the reunion show is like the end of mark of the season, so I get that.
What housewife would be flipping out about the contracts? Because I don't see Caroline losing sleep over this.
Well, you never know, though. It is a source of income and promotional stuff for her.
I don't think Caroline's too worried about it.
She might not be.
I think Melissa enjoys it.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of perks.
Teresa, I'm sure. But we'll see what happens with her court stuff. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. And now they're saying that she is preparing for house arrest. So they're preparing to shoot this new season around her house.
With the ankle bracelet. She's going to, like, bejewel it or something. Oh, geez.
I don't know. I mean, that's probably her best case. Best case scenario.
Start a new bejeweled business for ankle bracelets. Lindsay Lohan would be her favorite customer.
So we'll keep you posted.
We will. All right. Let's move into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
All right. Well, I think that we talked about this both, and I might just kind of piggyback on what you were saying. I really do feel like there's something that's going to be, there is something brewing with Caroline and Al, and this coming up episode, we see that he gets really emotional about something. So I think I'm predicting we're going to get to see a really emotional side of him, and we're discovering something very personal about him, whether it has to do with abuse or something. And I feel like that's going to be why we find out why he's been so closed off. And they're kind of focusing on how closed off he is. And I think whenever they do that, there's a reveal of some sort. And so I feel like with the audience, we're going to get to see why Al is like a closed off, kind of comes off cold.
Right.
And I think we're going to get to see why.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what's going to happen. Yeah. I think that's going to be the big moment of that show for sure. I don't know what else is going to happen. I wonder, do we see Melissa with that horse? Was she involved with that scene?
Who knows what that talking Mr. Ed horse is going to say about Melissa, but I definitely think that the focus is going to be on Al for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Who will the horse throw off?
I don't know.
We'll see. Who's not going to be genuine enough?
The authentic horse. So we are excited about next week, but thank you so much for tuning in and watching this week. And you can find me on Twitter at Lauren Leonelli, Facebook, Instagram, and my website under the same thing, at Lauren Leonelli.
All right. And you all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Grant Michael R.
All right. Thanks for watching, guys. See you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. TV.